Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, goddesses. Welcome to another edition of Awaken the Goddess Within. It is Psychic Wednesday. Of course, we'll have Elizabeth Harbin on today. Sorry I'm giggling, but our little pre-show talk is always quite humorous. So had a little bit of a giggle there at the end. Wasn't quite finished with it. We already have a caller lined up, but I want to go ahead and make an announcement before we get to callers today. One, as always, next Wednesday is Astrology Hour, so this is how it works if you're just tuning in and you have never listened to our show before. Every other week we have this Psychic Wednesday, so you'll hear from us today and then 2 weeks from today. So you'll have Elizabeth Harbin on and the opportunity to call in for a free reading. And, of course, these calls are anonymous, so you can have a question ready or you can just call in to see what she's picking up for you. Of course, we do have multiple callers, so we do ask everyone to be respectful of the time limit with regard to that. But certainly we will give you all the information that we receive, that she receives. The call-in number, in case you're curious, is 646-668-8327. I'll say that again, 646-668-8327. Now, along the lines of what I was saying is that we have this today, and then 2 weeks from today we'll have it again, and then it goes so on every other week. And then in between those, we have Lynette Duncan on for Astrology Hour. So if you're looking for information about the ascension process, how things are going with the planets, what's going on in the world around you with regard to energies, Elizabeth and I often talk about stuff like that as well when we don't have callers and when we're having some, I consider that universally guided downtime for us to give you information that Elizabeth is receiving or that I'm receiving. Then we will share that with you. But if you're looking for that in accompaniment with this, so you're getting your personal reading and how things are working out for you individually and on a personal level, then you can have the more collective experience in how everybody's going through, you know, what everybody's going through, if you listen in at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time next Wednesday with Lynette Duncan for Astrology Hour. And again, that's every other Wednesday as well. So if you tune in with us every Wednesday, you're going to get some great information. That's all I'm really trying to say. So 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Wednesdays, every Wednesday. There's always something fabulous happening here. I hope you'll share that information with your friends. Now, I want to, of course, welcome Elizabeth Harbin to the show. Elizabeth, do you have anything that you need to say or any information you want to give us before we jump to? We have a couple of callers lined up now, so I'm just letting you know that. But if you have any information to share or anything, certainly want to give you that opportunity.
Well, oh my gosh, excuse me. One of the things that I do want to kind of briefly touch on just a little bit, because I know Lynette's going to be talking about this next week, is Pluto going back direct, and what is it, Venus going retrograde. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've been reading is that Pluto, it took so long for it to get too retrograde, and now it's making that shift. Well, it's like when a train starts to go from a dead stop and it starts to go forward, you feel that jerking kind of feeling and it's pulling you forward to move. And that's what is happening right now with a lot of people, myself included. But what I'm also beginning to see and to discover is, seriously, you know how we talk about the protection and stuff? Remember, we always talk about, please make sure you're protected and so forth. Well, I went and read for this individual, read for her twice, I think now, twice. And she went on a mission out of state and came back and then got in touch with me and said, I want to do like a mini party, and I've got a couple of people I would like for you to read. I'm going, okay, that's great, let's do. So I went over there and she gave me a medallion, and the medallion is very very personal, but it's also very sacred. And so she was giving me the information on that. Now, she doesn't really know a lot about what we've talked about, especially the protection and those kinds of things. And she does not know my story pertaining to the Archangel Michael. Well, this medallion is connected directly to the Archangel Michael. And it is for It is for major protection for people that are in my business, your business. It is those, it's that powerful. And I mean, there's like guidelines.
Wow.
You cannot do this. You cannot do that. If you're wearing it, do not offend this. Beware. But whatever it is, as long as it's coming from your heart, as long as it's pure, and like say you're saying your prayers and stuff, and as long as it's coming from that place, then it's okay. So I just thought, you know, we've talked about this so much, and I realized that what I had said one day was, I'm getting so confused on what you're trying to tell me, on what to get, that I don't understand it. So I'm not sure what to do. So I'm just going to leave this up to you and let you, universe, send to me what it is that you think and believe or know that this is what I need. This is what I need to have with me, where, whatever. And
wow.
I just kind of left it at that. I left it alone. And sure enough, that following week, literally that following week, I got a text message that said, hey, we'd like you to come over and do this. And sure enough, I did. And so I was going to read for her. And I had this gift. So what I'm understanding, your tribe must have just come in, because all of a sudden it's got real smoky in here.
Woo-hoo. Hi, guys.
What I'm beginning
Hello,
to understand is that literally, if you're on this pathway, oh my goodness, you're on this pathway and you're, oh my God, you're on this pathway and you're saying, okay, I want to do the best that I can do. I say, yes, I'm going to do this. I agree. I will help as many people as I possibly can. And you say this, and this is what you're going to do. Then what's going to happen is that your information and all this stuff is going to come to you a lot faster, and sometimes you won't even have to pay for it. I mean, literally, and in the sense of having to, holy cow, spend money on it. So I also got this other piece of information. So I was reading for this lady, and sure enough, she was from Oklahoma. And she was talking about the energy there. And I said, wow, mm-hmm. You know, I keep getting this thing with Oklahoma. And I keep getting the fact that what they're telling me is that the energy is really going to change in Oklahoma, that it's going to wind up being a hot spot, that it's going to wind up being one of those places that you do want to go to, not a place that you want to avoid, that it is a place that you're going to want to go to. And a lot of this had to do with teachers standing up and going, no, we're not going to do this. This is a place of education. This is a place where we're going to teach children. We're going to teach people. We're going to protect our teachers and those kinds of things. Well, that kind of like signaled to the universe, there's teachers here. They're willing to do this information and give this to students. It also dawned on me that they were also trying to say, especially the ancients from the other side are also telling us, yeah, by the way, we're just letting you know, we're getting ramped up and we are going to start teaching more people. And when you get the call to go to Oklahoma, don't just go, oh my God, no. Think of it from a purposefulness, you know, because
right.
a lot of people are going, really, Oklahoma? Seriously? Well, that's going to change. Now, I don't know when that's going to happen. Like I said, I'm not quite sure. And my time frame is a little off. In some cases, and I think it depends on the person. If the person's very evolved, it can happen very quickly. If they're not, then it's not going to happen. But I want you guys to know that if you get this urge or the feel that you need to go to Oklahoma, say there's a retreat or something, and you have the opportunity to go and experience that, do. don't pass it off just like, really, Oklahoma? There's more to that. And the Native Americans, seriously, literally coming from North and South Dakota, literally coming straight on down, right through Oklahoma, right on into Texas. I mean, it's just coming straight down, and it's hitting the center of America. It is the center of our lives. It's like the middle. It is, and it's going to go to the left, it's going to go to the right. So it's going to go to the East Coast, and it's also going to go to the West Coast. But it seems to be very, very powerful coming down from that first. So I just wanted to throw that. I don't know why that seemed to have been so major and so important, but it was like, okay, you know, this is what I hear, and this is what I'm getting. So obviously.
Well, and the tribe showed up for it, so it's obviously important.
Oh, now I have been doing extremely well. I mean, I haven't had that issue in quite a while until I start talking about it. And oh, gee whiz! Oh my gosh! Well, you know, but it's your tribe. I mean, it's both of our tribes. I mean, it's like, yeah, go ahead. You know, say. Say what you need to say or talk about what it is that you need to talk about. But I'm sure there's several people out there who are getting this message.
That's the information. Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're saying, okay, we've got a trip planned to go here. I don't know why, but and just go with it. And the other thing is that I want to make mention is if you do not get in with the flow, then you're really going to have a very tough time. It's going to be very, very difficult to be in this world. We're going to have to stop fighting that river, and we're going to have to literally start going with the flow. So if things aren't really going your way, you're going to have to just say, you know what, obviously you've got a better direction for me. You obviously know where I need to go, and we're going to have to be more flexible. So I'm just letting you know that's what's happening right now. We're going to have to be more flexible. So with anything that's coming up that's of a major importance, you're being asked to check it 3 or 4 times, make sure that it's really what it is that you're looking for, make sure that it's really what you're asking for, because what's beginning to happen is it's turning into something of major importance. excuse me. Oh, my God. It's like of all the times for these people to show up, I mean, I am so sorry.
Hey, man.
So
anyway. They are my entourage. They come with me. It's a package deal.
Yes.
I can't.
It's a group.
I'm
it's a group. Yeah. It's a group. And we're not complaining. We're just going, oh, my goodness. Sometimes your timing is just like, okay. So anyway. So maybe there's
okay,
a lot
well,
of people. Oh, let's go to the people here.
who's connected? Okay, and let me say this too, before we jump. We have 3 callers lined up, so let me say this too before we jump to this. On the notion of not going with the flow, let me reiterate, as we talked about last time we were on, it is vital right now if you're feeling emotions coming up. Let's say that you're being triggered a lot by, I know a lot of people right now are triggered. I don't own a television, nor do I wish to, and haven't in years, and I don't watch anything. I am completely and very blissfully out of the loop, specifically the political one. However, I am on Instagram as I post when I'm guided to information downloads that I receive. That said, I occasionally see, you know, obviously other people's posts regarding what's going on. Now, of course, I trust you're clear of anything negative, and so if people are posting a lot of negative stuff, I'll just, you know, lovingly remove myself from that following, simply because with no judgment, but the energy is something I don't want. That said, I have noticed a lot of people are certainly being triggered by something, and I'm aware it's you know, of a kind of a similar nature to what was going on when the current president was elected. So I'm aware that this triggering a lot of people are experiencing is something that people are very angry about. But let me encourage you to switch your perspective for a moment on that notion, because what is really happening is that the divine feminine is leading this ascension process and has been leading it for a long time. Lynette Duncan talks about this all the time. In order for us to ascend, in order for us to be in an awakening, in order for us to have our own personal awakening, we have to heal every trauma we have experienced. We have to go back into the residual energy that's there. Even if we've done our work in counseling, there's residual energy that still has to come up out of our cellular bodies, like out of our, literally our DNA is being reconstructed. Everything that is in us is being removed that is not serving us. If it's not serving us, if it's negative, if it's heavy, if it's dark, if it's sabotaging, it's getting removed. And so anything or anyone that triggers a release of any of that energy and forces us to look at something that happened to us and forces us to say, yes, that happened to me, and wow, this is still hurting me, and I'm still traumatized. If you're having an emotional trigger to something that's happening on a political platform, that is a sign to you that it's time to go look at that with a professional or to start looking at that on a very deep level, because that all that is an opportunity and a mirror that the universe is providing through these people. So in that way, you can be grateful because they're triggering the healing that you need to do. That said, with regard to what Elizabeth said about, you know, let's go with the flow, go with the flow on that. Don't fight your own healing and your own journey, your own ascension process, your own awakening. Don't fight that. Because as she said, if you're making a choice to just stay in the darkness and I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to heal, I'm not going to do that, if you're making that statement, it's going to be very difficult going forward to even remain on this planet, because it's shifting and changing, and it may not be an overnight shift. As Lynette says, this is something, you know, it's not something that we get to a destination, oh, yay, we've all ascended the earth in 5D, it's done. It's not going to be like that. At the same time, these energies are getting more intense. The shifts are getting more intense. Your triggers will get more intense, because if you don't look at it now, the universe will send something else. If you don't look at it then, the universe will send something else. I always use this analogy with my clients. It's like trying to cork a volcano. It doesn't do anything except make the mountain blow off the face of the earth. It doesn't silence the volcano. It just makes it more intense. So go with the flow on that stuff too. I'm going to jump to our first caller here. Caller 3877, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Elizabeth? Okay, it's just spinning again. Hold on. We've had some technical difficulties today already. Elizabeth was having a difficult time getting on the air with me, so we may have to see if this is even going to pull through. I'm not sure if anybody can hear us yet. This is always interesting, isn't it, Elizabeth?
Yeah, always. And I always wonder why.
Yeah.
I do. I always wonder why. It's like, really? Okay.
All right, let's try this again. Let's see. Caller 3877, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Elizabeth?
Yes, I was just calling to get some information about someone I'm dating. Well, not date. I don't know what the word is for it. Lord help us. I don't know what it is. But...
Well, you're honest. Well, you know, oh my goodness. I'm not laughing at you. I mean,
oh no, I understand.
That's exactly what it feels like. Right now it's like I don't know what this is called, but oh my gosh. Okay. So let's talk about this situation that you're in, okay? And we're talking about well, gosh, I'm kind of getting mixed emotions here. I want it to be real, you know. That's how I feel. Oh God, please let this be real. Please don't be lying to me. I've gone through all this crap, and now you've sent me somebody, and it's, you know, is this real? Is this really real? So that's where I am with you. I'm questioning everything at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Totally.
Okay.
It's very, I get, well, we've been in this thing for about, it'll be 3 years. I mean, but it's very, he triggered my awakening, I feel like. I know he did. I mean, that was a trigger for me. And it's just believing that the signs that I got, I mean, Source, Spirit, have given me these signs, but it just doesn't, I know it doesn't translate to the way it's supposed to, you know, the way the world tells you it's supposed to look, and it's just trying to wrap my mind around that, and it's just complicated.
It can be, and that's very overwhelming for quite a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And it does trigger that, is this real? Is this really what's supposed to be happening?
Mm-hmm.
This is a very powerful individual. Mm-hmm. This person has issues as well. So I have to say, in all honesty, that I feel like you triggered their stuff as well. That you both have come together for healing. But I also get the impression that you've known each other from a past life. So it's like you've known each other before, because there's something too familiar here for it not to have been something that you have experienced with each other before. There's a great power here. There's an energy here. So you guys have the potential. Gee whiz, you know, you guys have the potential to make this a very powerful relationship, but you both have to be on board, and you both have to be willing to work on issues, to be willing to accept each other, accept the change, those kinds of things. But you two have known each other. There's a connection here. I mean, it just feels like it's from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's triggered your heart. And it's like, oh, my God, it's so powerful. It's so powerful. Mm-hmm. And, oh, Jesus, it's real. I mean, can I trust this? So the universe is telling me to tell you to trust what you're getting, to listen to what you're getting. But this is going to be one of those situations where you're going to have to listen to that voice, that inner voice that says, you got to trust this. You have to trust this. You have to trust that this is, you have to believe that you're worthy enough to have this come through. This isn't just like a fly-by-night type thing. You're on a destiny to change. And this is going to be your job for several years to come. So I'm going to have to go back to what I originally got. I see there's work that has to be done. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there is work. Everybody has work to do. But I try not to second guess yourself here. Okay.
Yeah, because I do get to do that.
Yeah, because you have a tendency to overanalyze things. And once you get that going, then you've analyzed it almost to death, and then there's nothing left.
Yeah.
And we want you to enjoy the experience. You know, this is to be joy. This isn't to be a job. So you change the letters. You turn it into joy and not a job. But I'm not getting anything that says, oh, girl, you need to get out of this and let that go. That's not what I'm getting. What I'm getting is, oh, my gosh, you've known each other before. You stick with this. do the work to get to that place. And remember, you both have free will, but you're also helping that individual as well. This is not as one-sided as it may appear. Whether they say anything to you or not, it's not nearly as one-sided. You're changing that individual really quite a bit.
Okay. Thank you so
much. Does that make sense now? Because you're not as confused as you think you are, but you do have a tendency to overanalyze, and that's what will get you into that confusion. And I always say, once you're in confusion, it's really a good thing, but you have to get out of confusion. And, you know, you are like, gosh, you are like a gift from God. You are like a gift from God. So, that makes my eyes water. So you have this unbelievable healing ability as well. So don't, if you can, don't. Don't second guess yourself. Go with what you know. Go with what you feel, because your connection to spirit is that strong. And the other thing about this is, you know what? You deserve this.
Thank you.
You deserve this. You deserve to be happy. So let's go with the celebration, okay?
Okay, and I just want to let you know I've heard so much about you through, I call her my mentor. Her name is Foxy. And I just happened to see her post it one day, and I was like, oh, I'm going to call into the show. And I called in, and I really, really appreciate. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I tell you, Foxy, without question, Lord, I tell you, that girl has power. And when she comes into her own, I mean, really, really comes into her own, there will be no one that can stand in her way.
Yes.
Seriously.
I do believe that. Yes.
I do. I saw that from the moment, the first time I met her, I knew then, oh, man, the universe has something special for her. And seriously, it was like, wow. So thank you so much. Thank you for calling. I appreciate that so much.
Okay, well, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Okay, and you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I have to say something about this particular caller before we jump to the next one. I love that this reading came out this way. You know I do, because it resonates with me as well as, you know, my early journey with Twin Flame stuff. So I have to say this to anyone listening to that caller and anyone feeling, oh, yeah, I kind of understand what's going on there. Let me say, you know, Elizabeth, you said you might have this this thought, you know, I'm overanalyzing it. I don't. The thing is, when you find that you're doing that in a situation, that is a trigger. That is your opportunity to ask not what is he doing, but why am I overanalyzing and why am I so afraid to trust this? Because anytime we're coming from a space of fear, fear, as we know, is darkness. So that's something that's holding us back. And when we're coming from that space, that means we're lacking in self-love. Because if we are in a space of self-love, one, we know we deserve it. Two, we're ready for it because we know we deserve it. And three, we're aware that we're guided by a much higher power, that we are powerful, that we are protected, that we can spot anything, and more than that, that if it was anything other than what we had initially thought it was, that it would still be a teacher and it would still be a lesson and it would still be part of our journey, and so therefore everything would be fine. There would be a reason. And if it wasn't what we thought it was going to be, it would only be guiding us to the thing that we know we deserve, which is, you know, this whole twin flame, beautiful, absolute love that you have. And if you think you don't, it doesn't exist, let me tell you it does, but that you've always dreamed of. So that there is something to keep in mind. This is all about, remember, this is all about doing the work, just like you just advised with that last caller. It's all about doing the work, because no matter what, the journey is really a personal one. Yes, it is, like you said, it serves another person. We all are serving the collective. Every time we wake up, mm-hmm. another person wakes up. When we do our healing, it heals someone else. And as we yep. move forward, we need to remember that if we block our own healing, we're blocking the healing of the collective. Every one of us, anybody that you've ever looked at and said, wow, that guy's such a jerk. Well, it's because he's blocked his own healing. He hasn't healed. Or that woman's such a jerk. Well, it's because she's blocked her own healing. She hasn't healed. And if they get into places of power and they block their own healing, then they're really going to make quite an impact. So this is where we need to understand that as we heal, we encourage others to heal. We give them permission to do the same. We're healing for the collective. So absolutely do the work. Absolutely believe you deserve it. Absolutely believe in what you're hearing. If you're getting information and you're surrounding yourself in Christ consciousness and you know that you're tuning in to not just light, but Christ consciousness or the light of Christ, then absolutely believe what you're getting. Trust your gifts. I cannot say that enough. Okay, we're going to jump to the next caller. Caller 0514. You are on the air with Elizabeth. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do. I also want to say hi and love you both. I always feel so blessed
hi,
when you call me. I just listen in and I always get called out. I'm like, oh, well, how exciting. One thing I do have to apologize for, though, is last time I was on, you had a smoke situation, and we decided it might be my aunt that was a chain smoker. And the second I signed on, you started coughing about smoke, and I went, damn it, Wanda, would you lay off the cigarettes for just a moment?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't know if you remember. It's been a million years, but last time we visited that aunt that, you know, I hadn't even considered, you know, being such a cheerleader to me, had told you to tell me that about books inside of me. And so I've been doing a lot of writing. And despite the painful memories that often accompany it, due to listening to you both, I haven't spiraled in any way. It's been very, cleansing. It's just something so fantastic for me, and I want to thank you for that, first of all. It made me even more reflective of stuff, and I had actually one time asked you, that I've written off one of my quote in the air main characters, and it took a lot out of me, but it just, like Tosh said, you know, release. These are toxins in your life, and regardless mm-hmm. of what their standing is in your life, feel that and know that it's time that, hey, if you can't be on my team, I can't have you in my life because you're poisoning me, you know? And I said,
right.
Was I right in writing this person off? And you responded, absolutely. And I felt this, you know, this rush of, you know, everything is fine now. And so blah, blah, blah. This weekend came around, and I work like a dog during the week. And, you know, you got to do your little chores. And all of a sudden, I felt as though there was someone beside me the entire time. I'm hastily dusting, let's say. And a voice actually sort of spoke to me saying, hey, pick that object up and dust it and remember the day that you got that. Remember what a great day that was? I'm about to tear up. It was magical. My whole house, you could eat off of any surface of my home right now. It was just so beautiful. And I really felt that there was a guardian angel beside me and just saying, hey, you know, don't let all of these other external pains get to you. And, you know, just enjoy it. And I suddenly felt this complete peace of mind. And out of the blue, I receive a text yesterday from the character I had written off. And despite the kindness, there's that background feeling, you know, it's like you want everything to be fine. You want to have peace and harmony, but I'm very wary. So I'm just curious, did that person that I feel that was my angel at my side bring on his, you know, coming to light and, hey, I miss you and I was wrong? Or is it just a matter of circumstance and just stay on the path that I am? I really don't need to take a step forward and three steps back anymore in my life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well,
is
let me
somebody
say,
I can trust is what I mean.
Let me try and sort this out a little bit. That person that showed
I'm sorry,
up
I came
first,
at you fast.
No, that's okay. That person that showed up for you in spirit was literally trying to get your attention, to have you recognize, yeah, remember, and to be in joy. You are so completely different than when you called that last time. And what
mm-hmm.
you did was
I
you
agree.
Took the garbage and you took the garbage and you put it in the trash can and you said, okay, I'm done. Now, what will happen on our journey, and it happens to a lot of people, especially those who are cleaning out the house, those who are cleaning out their stuff, what will happen is sometimes the person that needed to disappear or go away, they will get back in touch because they miss the connection. They miss the manipulation, basically, is what it is. They miss the power. They miss whatever.
And I really sense that.
That individual could have, I have to go back and say, first of all, you are one of the bravest people I've ever encountered. Because
wow.
what you've been going through is just crap. I mean, seriously,
really
girl. I mean, it's just been like, seriously, like, oh, geez. So the idea
I'm still
that you're
for
actually.
My Academy Award, you know.
I understand, I do. The idea that you're still on this planet is just remarkable.
Oh,
I mean, seriously. So because I know that, and because I know that you're working, the program, the very idea of anyone coming in and messing up your happiness and your joy, that's not acceptable. That is just not acceptable. And I truly believe that what this angel came to you was to remind you that you can be happy with your own memories, that you can be happy without having somebody else, that you don't really need other people to make you happy.
Right.
However, this particular individual, there's something not right there.
No,
and
I agree.
I mean, this is a manipulator from the word go. Or that's what I get. I get this is a manipulator. This is
like 4 hours to read his text because I knew it was going to be a manipulation and.
Yeah.
Finally,
yeah.
I just handed it to my husband, and I said, read it. Is it positive or negative? And he said, it's quite positive. Do you want to hear it? And, you know, but there's always that undertone. There's always a, we'll agree to disagree. What, that you're a jerk? You know, I mean,
yeah.
All I am is here for you, filled with love, pushed me away and treated me horribly, but somehow it's my fault. And I don't want to live my life feeling so defensive or so. And
that's
yeah.
right. And you
and
don't
it,
have
it's very
to.
Difficult for me.
Yeah. So the other thing is, and this is really important, and I think it's something we're going to have to start being aware of. Even people on the other side, excuse me, even people that are over on the other side are starting to show up and they're starting to say to people that need to either hear from them or whatever, And the first thing I hear is forgive me. Forgive me for what I did. Forgive me for how I acted. Forgive me for the garbage that I put you through. I was just doing my job, you know, so on and so forth and those
right.
kinds of things. And I really believe that what's happened is that that individual really, okay, they're wanting to apologize. And what I would do is say, you know what, I'm going to accept the apology. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. But you do not have to get back into that situation. You do not have to get back into that situation. If someone's apologizing to you because they've been rude or whatever, take it, accept it. Thank you, universe. We appreciate that. I can heal that part of me now, and I can go forward. So sometimes what's going to, especially now, what's going to happen is you're going to have these people. They're going to show back up. Why? So that you can heal that part of you that's been hurt. How? By having them physically say they're sorry, they're apologizing, but they're even apologizing from the other side. And the reason is because they have a job to do, and their job to do is to send us back love. Well, they can't send us back love if we're still holding on to them from a negative aspect. So we have to let
that
go. So if they're here on this planet, we still have to say, okay, I accept your apology. Thank you for showing me what I still need to heal. Obviously, there's a place there that still needs to heal. But thank you for bringing that up, and I accept that, and I'm going to work on that to heal. Now, remember, you're an author. You write. That's what you do. That is your calling, to write this and put this into print so that other people can read your story. They want to read your story. They want to know, how did this end? What did she do? How did this happen? Oh, my God. You know, it's that kind of info. So when you have someone like you that is that powerful, has that potential to help heal as many people as possible by the written word, then you're going to have to go through those kinds of moments where you're going to doubt, oh, gee, wow, what was that? And recognize from your own intuition, oh, wow, that gave me the chance to heal. What would I,
right.
what would
I
do?
Just was, there's such a life of blame, or it's up to you now. You know, I'm an only child, so right away I was an adult as a child, you know, type of feeling. And
yeah.
Suddenly everybody relies on me, and it's like, well, who do I rely on? You know, that kind
yeah.
of feeling. So then you try to come around and decide to yourself, hey, you know, I'm stronger than this. I'm going to be strong. But that child keeps showing up all the time. And I feel
oh,
that
yeah.
what you were talking about, the forgiveness from the other side, is my mother. She
yeah.
was, you know, quite a character.
Yeah.
And
so
but I just feel that I need to protect myself at this point. I finally reached a part of myself that, you know, I feel happy-ish, you know, enough, and I can feel like going forward, but I feel like I would definitely be deflecting everything that I've worked so hard for if I accept him back in my life. And
yeah,
that's a horrible feeling too. So I just wanted to check in and see, like, am I right? You know, I'm not just being paranoid, just kind of like be kind to him, but keep him at bay, right? You know, like it's
yeah.
not going to be.
Well, there is no, I don't see this ever becoming a relationship that's going to have a lot of substance, okay? I just don't.
Right.
And that's the truth. I just don't see that. Because I don't
right.
think that person in question has substance. That makes
no.
a big difference. You have to have
oh,
substance
yeah.
before you can give substance. I mean, that's just that's
amen,
part
girl.
Of it.
Oh, my God.
You know?
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's amazing. It, yeah.
And that's where
I just had to hear it,
that,
you know, because the guilt
yeah.
gets to me. The guilt is
oh,
crazy.
Yeah. Let's say hello to guilt there for just a brief moment. Guilt is another signal that says, ooh, look, that really needs to be worked on. Oh, wow, you know, that you need to work on that one, because there's something askew, something amiss, something that's not quite right. And
within,
you know,
me, you mean?
Yeah. So it gives you the opportunity to go inside and go, now I know that hurt me for a reason, and I don't really understand why, but I'm willing to be open enough to say, okay, tell me what this is. I'm willing to be open enough to say, okay, I see there's an issue here. I'm willing to be open. But you especially have to be aware that the universe may be asking an awful lot from you. And it's going to have that moment where it's going to feel trying at times. But I promise you, the ending is going to be so worth it.
Oh, that's
it
fantastic.
Really is.
Thank you.
And you deserve
I'll probably
it.
Work
now,
with
you,
Tasha
want,
on that.
I want you to do something for me. I want you to start going and saying to yourself, I am worth that.
Okay.
I'm worth that. I am worth that. I deserve that. I am worth that. And let me tell you, I still struggle with it. I still struggle with those kinds of things when, okay, we've got a surprise coming up for Halloween, and I did something, and I got a real positive response, and I was so shocked that this person said yes, that I didn't get any information. I just, you know, just like, oh, my God, now what do I do? Now we're going to have to do something because they said yes. So I still get surprised when that happens. I still get surprised when somebody will say, okay, now I want to give this to you. And it's like, why?
My life has become Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Your life has become.
I was just going to say, you know, I'm in customer service, so I have a very, people. You know, I'm an actress and everything is great. But it's really funny how yin-yang my days have become as of late, when I felt that I finally let a lot of the crap go. Somebody will be horrible. The next person steps up and gives me a $10 tip. Or today, a gentleman gave me a 7-piece baking set. What?
Oh, my
gosh. And he was in the hospital. Yeah. And I went, what do you, because I had lectured him about taking care of himself. And I ran around. And he goes, I thought about you the whole time. And he's not a perverted old man. He's like, legitimately, like, I connect with you. I really feel so. And so every time there's a negative, I feel very bouncy that something good will come. And that's what I'm focusing on, you know, for a change, because it used to be all like, oh, my God, this jerk came in and he cussed at me and blah, blah.
Yeah.
And now I'm totally, you know, and it doesn't take a lot of work. It's just, please, you know, help me feel inspired and happy inside, because, you know, I'm a better person than this, and to let everybody get to me. And now, you know, also listening about retrograde coming back around. Oh, God, help me. But
actually,
you know, you do hit certain people the right way. And for some reason, I'm able to connect with the right ones. And that's what's really important, you know?
Well, that's because you have a gift. You know, you
that's good.
You have,
I was hoping I did.
You do. You have a gift. And you're in the process of the universe going, okay. And the other thing that I need to bring up, and I'm not quite sure how to word it, but I'm just going to throw it out there and just, you know, go with it.
Sure.
one of the things that I am learning is that we're also healing parts of ourselves that go back to like the beginning of time. So it may not make sense in this life. It may not make sense in this world. But there's a part of us that is working the program. The lady that called me earlier, and you know, we were talking about she knew this individual. I felt like she had known this individual from before. Well, she's getting the opportunity to heal a part of herself and him as well from ages past.
She was
past.
Such a healer.
Yeah. So
that
she's getting this wonderful
story.
Opportunity to heal that part. So you, in the same respect, are getting that same opportunity to heal parts of you that may not make sense in this life. This may not make any sense at all, but somewhere in your life and ages past, you are healing something that really needed to be healed. And you said, okay, you know what? I'm coming in and this is what we're going to do. We're going to heal that because the universe needs a clean slate. The universe needs to send out as much love as possible. The universe is getting help and assistance from people on the other side, but we have to look at it from a healthy healing point of view. And
I used to get very upset at the fact that I would always have my feelers out for desperation or sadness,
yeah.
And I would cling to those people and heal them, but
yeah.
All that energy would come on myself. I'm
yep.
like, oh my God, what is happening?
Yeah.
You know. And I remember one time at a bar, a girl was talking to my father, and I went up to her. And she was like, I'm not hitting on him, you know, thinking it was my boyfriend. And I went, oh, no, I are you okay? You know, I just feel this. And she had just been raped, and I knew it.
Oh.
And I don't know how. And I said, hey, you know, I can help you with people. I don't know why this is happening, how I know that this happened to you. And she starts crying, and I'm crying, And things like this happen all the time. Like I am a vessel for sadness, which upsets me because I always want to be happy and jokey, and I help those people out, but then I walk away with all of that turmoil. And I'm just trying to learn if it's a gift. How do you handle it? You know.
Let me interrupt and say this really quickly, because on that part, I'm just jumping in here. You're not a vessel for sadness. You are a vessel for light. And the thing of it is, what's happening, and first let me go back to the guilt piece that you talked about earlier, because that was a ping for me. I wanted to say this.
So much guilt.
Anytime guilt is involved, it's just like what Elizabeth said. When guilt is involved, that is a sign that this goes to a deeper degree. This is a deeper level, probably something familial. In other words, something in your family is being triggered by this individual, represents something in your family that either a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, something from a long time ago that you felt obligated to, and now you feel obligated to this person. Oftentimes people can have that happen in every relationship. That's what we tend to call codependency, right? And codependency is not going to work
right.
in 5D world. That's a 3D paradigm. So people are letting go of that codependency. That said, when you're letting go of this codependency, this relationship that you knew was toxic, but now you've kind of said,
that
okay,
was
I
my
see
father,
what it is,
by
but
the
still
way.
Have. Okay, well, there you go. So
there
that's
you go.
What that guilt is coming up. That obligation, we have to remember this. Titles do not command respect, actions do. So especially in this, as we move forward in this ascension process, labels are falling off. So what that means is that just because you're a mother, just because you're the father, just because you're a brother, just because you're a sister, just are irrelevant. What matters
yes.
is how you treat me. Does your energy resonate with me? Is this something I want in my energy field? If it isn't, I'm not going to let it be there, no matter what your title is, because your title was given to you by this world and a 3D world at that. And now I'm deciding who has those titles in my life and what those titles mean. And I'm not really using titles anymore. In fact, I'm using energy. If your energy feels good to me, then you're welcome in my space. If it doesn't, then you're not. And it's not with a it doesn't come with an element of judgment. It's not about judging the person. It's about having compassion for yourself and having compassion for that other individual. Because one, if you hang on to people who are in their in their pain body, they're in their 3D element, they're constantly projecting stuff and all that, not only are you not helping them to hold on to them, or not helping yourself to hold on to them, but you're not helping them either, because they don't get to be held accountable. They don't get to see consequences for their actions, and therefore they don't have a reason to grow. So oftentimes when we think that we're loving somebody, we're actually enabling them. And that's anti-love. That's the opposite of love, because enabling comes from fear. It comes from a place of selfishness. Like, I'm going to hold on to this person because I don't want to feel guilty. Well, if you're holding on to somebody because of what you don't want to feel, that's really a more selfish space. That's more of a fear-based space. You're doing nothing wrong to set someone free and let them grow. And remember this. This is something that I have heard another spiritual leader say, and I totally resonated with this. Whenever we move up, whenever we ascend, people who we have triggered or helped awaken, or at some point in our lives we've let them go because the energy just wasn't there, oftentimes they will return. And sometimes in these retrograde spaces, we will have that, because it's asking us to return, to review, to reflect. So a lot of these things will come up. They will come back around. When they do, sometimes that's the universe saying to us, are you really done? Are you really ready for something better? Like, because if you are, let's do this. But if you're not, we want to see that. So that's part of it. The other part of it too, however, is that people will come back because they do enjoy the energy you gave, because basically you just gave them an opportunity. They may not yet be aware of it. They may not yet be aware of the fact that you've helped kind of awaken them, and not that you did it. I mean, obviously they have the work to do, but you were a vessel for that. However, what you have to keep in mind is that just as it's taken you, you know, months, years, whatever, to get to where you are, it will take them the same. And if they just now started the journey, they're always going to be that much further behind you, always. Whether they wake up or not, they're always going to be that much further behind. And you cannot pull a person up. I always use the analogy, if you're on a chair and somebody's on the floor, they can pull you down very easily, but you cannot pull them up to the chair. That's a very difficult task. So you can't pull people up. They can pull you down, but you can't pull people up. And it's important to remember, people are their own individuals, regardless of the label they've been given here, they're their own individuals. Give them gratitude for how they've affected your life and impacted it, because if it's your father, he helped bring you here. And goodness knows the world needs your soul and your light. So thank you, thank you, thank you to him for that. Thank him for any triggers. Thank him for any lessons. Thank him for any hard teachings. Thank you for that. But let go. Let go with gratitude, let go with love, and let go with compassion. And that's a vital, vital thing. But again, to say, to make sure that you understand, you are not a vessel for sadness. You are a vessel for light. You have a gift, and it is a great one, as Elizabeth has said. You are very powerful. You have this information that comes to you, and you are a helper. You are a light worker, which is why it is vital for you to do your healing, because the world needs your light. The world needs your gift. So I'm going to let Elizabeth address this right now, but yes, the issue is not that you're a vessel for sadness. It is that you do not have the tools to protect yourself yet. You are not protecting yourself so that you're not carrying what you're seeing and what you're experiencing when these people walk up to you. But Elizabeth can tell you how to protect yourself so that you can continue using these gifts without being drained, without being depressed, and without carrying the energy.
Oh, well, one of the things we have to understand is that we are given this gift so that we can understand another person's situation. So we have the ability to feel, let's put it into a feeling mode. We can feel what the other person is experiencing. We can get that feel. We understand and we can read them. We almost know what's going to happen. We have those kinds of abilities. But it it got switched somewhere, and what we have a tendency to do is try and process their crap, which is not what we're supposed to do. What we're supposed to do is to say, and I love the chair analogy, because if you've ever worked with an individual and a person falls and you're trying to get them up, let me tell you, it's a pain in the butt. And if they don't cooperate, you cannot pull that person up. Now, that's just a fact. But what you can do is you can talk to that person and say, okay, now go over there, pick up that box, put that over here, take that chair, put it over there, and look at all the things and tools that are around you that can assist you to help you raise yourself up. So in other words, what we're doing is we're giving tools to other people that say, okay, this is your deal, and we see that it's your deal, but here's something that may help you. Try this, try that, so that we, as spiritual beings, do not process their garbage. Because we think that's what we're supposed to do. You know, let's just do that for them, because obviously we can do a much better job.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not our job. Our job is to show them, hey, you know what? There's a better way of doing this, and it's easier, and it's not quite as difficult. But if you have someone, like I said from before, that's trying to apologize to you, please don't turn that down. Please go with that. But it does not mean that you have to reconnect on the heart level at all. That's not what that means. That's just confirmation of, you know what, they got it. Oh, my God, they got it. And let's go with that. Like, you know, finally, they got it. Doesn't mean they're going to be on the same level as you, like Tasha said, and that's quite correct. That doesn't mean the peace that they understand that they hurt you. Absolutely. And again, it goes back to, do you deserve that? Do you really deserve to be happy? Do you really? Are you convinced? You know, it goes to that dark place that says, are you really worth that? Really?
Right.
Seriously? And you have to stand up and go.
Yeah,
but you still have to go and say, yeah, I'm worthy of that. I am worthy of that. I call my biological father the sperm donor for so long, I one time forgot what his real name was because I had said it for so many years. Sperm donor. But once I took my classes and once I found out that he did me the greatest service ever because he helped me get here. Wow,
right.
Thank you so much.
And actually, my father actually texted me that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for helping me get here. I appreciate that. Doesn't mean we're going to have a relationship. It just means I appreciate whatever it was that you did to get me here. And now I am. And now I go and do what I need to do or whatever. You know, that was years ago. But now it's like I don't have to process your stuff. I can give you tools to help you process your stuff. That's what Tasha does. Tasha says, okay, I'm not going to process your stuff, but I'll show you a way. I will give you the map. And it's up to you to decide, are you going to take a bus? Are you going to take an airplane? Or are you going to crawl? It's up to you. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? And we have to start choosing light. We have to. We have to do that.
We're not going to protect myself.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to protect yourself.
Because I can already see that underlying bullshit. Yeah, excuse my language.
There you go.
Already, like, you know, well, I really miss talking to you. Well, of course you did. You know, I helped you through all your problems. Where have you been my whole life? You know, that kind of.
Yep.
And I don't want to ever look at life like that. Like, you know, you didn't do me right. All I want is love, acceptance. If you aren't willing to play the game, move on, you know. So there's a lot of manipulation. So it's just horrible to wonder if I'm doing the right thing or not. And you two have just enlightened me like you wouldn't believe. Like, of course I'll be cordial
but he's not coming in again. Yeah. It can't happen.
Good for you.
Good for you.
You agree with that?
Boundaries are so important. They are vital. And the thing of it is, I said this just today, there is not a moment that I am more elated when I'm sitting in front of a client than when they have learned how to set boundaries. The moment they tell me, you know what, I told somebody no today and I didn't feel guilty for it, that's when I jump up and clap and do a celebration dance. Because when we learn to set boundaries, we have come into our power. We have learned that we are worth that. We have learned self-love and we have learned to put it into practice. That's what boundaries are. When you can set a boundary, when you can say no without guilt, when you can tell somebody, you're not going to treat me like that, and if you do, I'm not going to be around, that is you knowing that you are worth all the love and light in the world and you will accept nothing less. That is power. That's when you come into your power. So absolutely, yes, high five, boundary, celebration dance. Absolutely, you did the right thing.
I'm like kind of crying, you know. It's very
good. Well, that's
it's very, very, very. That's
always,
awesome.
Always
Thank
cry.
You.
It's a great way of releasing toxins from the body. Seriously.
Oh. Thankfully, happy cry, but this is really helping me so much. You don't even know. You don't even know.
Awesome. Well, remember, the show is called Girl Power Hour.
I got some power coming.
Remember,
I feel it.
So,
I feel the power.
Yeah. I mean, it is all about claiming your power. It's about women and men. It doesn't matter. Get that feminine aspect going in these situations as well. This isn't just about women. It's about every aspect of the human condition, the human person.
Right.
And this is about claiming your space, saying no, it is okay. But like Tasha said, once I have that person sitting in front of me and they start to cry, it's like, you know, we broke that barrier. Happy dance, happy dance, happy dance. Because they get it.
It was just so special to have whoever that was, maybe my Aunt Wanda, since you had the cigarette smoke, or maybe my real mom, she passed away, and she has a lot to ask me forgiveness for. So, you know, of course I have. I've let it go to God, but this dad thing has been hanging on, and it's horrible, and it's caused me so much so much sadness and pain in my life. So when I finally let go, I'm like, okay, you know, and now he's back. And I'm like, do I trust it? Was that the angel telling me to forgive him? And, you know, I'm doing my best, but it's, I understand boundaries, you know, finally, and just don't want to go back to that point of constant guilt, constant, it's my fault. What was my fault, though? Let's face facts. That I was born, you know, and that you were a shitty parent. So, you know, it's just to keep it in perspective and be a good person.
Yeah, let me jump in and say this, and we're going to have to jump to the next caller because we have one that's been waiting. But,
oh, my God,
but let
I'm
me
so
say
sorry.
This. No apologies. But let me say this. Let me say this before we wrap up. One, let me remind you that whenever there is something that is overwhelming for you and you call in and we can give you answers, but you're like, you know, that's great, but I'm still struggling with this. You do know you can contact us. You can send us a Facebook message. You're connected to both of us personally as well, so you can always do that too, just individual messages. But you can send it on the Girl Power Hour page or you can send it to us individually. But you can access us that way, and then we can give you a little bit more assistance. You know that I'm happy to do that.
Please.
But I also want to remind you, with regard to this situation, because it is familial, and I know the difficulty there, okay, here's the thing. When people have really gotten it, and they really understand they're not going to force anything on you. Forgiveness, first of all, forgiveness is a process just like grief. It's not overnight. When somebody says they're sorry, that doesn't mean that you have to be ready to forgive them right then and there. That does mean that you can take their apology and say thank you for that. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And then you can move forward.
He hasn't even apologized, by the way.
Well, if that were the case, you could let that.
He has not apologized.
Okay. So then if that's the case, if there's no accountability, then absolutely no, nothing's changed. Because accountability is what lets you know that people have gotten it. People have gotten it when they come to you and say, with a list, not just I'm sorry. I'm sorry is not an amends. Saying, look, here's what I know what I did, and here's where I know it comes from, and here's what I'm doing now to fix it. So I'm in counseling, or I'm in life coaching, or I'm in some sort of Reiki, or I'm doing something. If there's no action to back up the words, then it's just more of the same. The point is, you have let this go. If it comes back, it isn't because you were supposed to grab it and pull it back in. It is, again, like I said, kind of a test. Like, are you ready? Do you really want this? Are you really ready for something bigger? More importantly, cut the cords. Pull them, in fact. Don't just cut. Pull the energetic cords here, because probably what's happening is whenever you hear from them again, you're getting corded. And this is something that Elizabeth and I talk about a lot, too. That information's on our page, and if you want to message me and remind me to send it to you directly, I can do that, too. But just know that,
I love that.
Elizabeth and I are 100% backing your boundaries and backing that you have gifts and backing that you need to be using them and backing that stuff like this is going to prevent you from using them and prevent you from having your light that is so bright in this world. It's going to prevent you from shining as brightly as the world needs you to, because energies like this, remember this, and I'm saying this to you and everybody that's listening. Right now, we are in what I call spiritual warfare. We have been for some time, but it is ramping up like nobody's business. So when people are ascending and going closer into that 5D reality, they're trying to really pull away from the darkness and go into the light. They're healing all their wounds. They're coming into their power. They're letting go of negative stuff. They're not allowing themselves to be oppressed anymore. Darkness is sending in everybody they can to try to prevent that, and your weakest link will be the one that shows up. Because if you have some sort of weakness, darkness is going to spot it, and that's what they're going to use. If it's your kid, if it's your father, if it's your mother, if it's your brother, if it's your sister, if it's an ex-boyfriend, an ex-girlfriend, doesn't matter what it is. If you haven't healed it, and it is a deep, deep, deep wound, and therefore your weakest spot, that is where they're going to go. So it's very possible that that's what's happening here, is that you are getting it, and you're so powerful, you stand to do so many great things in this world, and you stand to be such a bright, bright light for people, that darkness is like, oh, uh-uh, we cannot let this girl get into her power, because if she does, the world's going to be completely different. We can't allow that. We're going to lose a grip. We're going to lose the little bit of a grip we've got on what we've got now. So, no, we can't let her go. Let's send him back in there and try to pull this back a little. That's exactly what's happening
what
here. So don't allow
that's
that.
That's really what it feels.
Yeah, So don't allow it. Trust your intuition. Wow. You spotted it. You know it. You feel it. It's manipulative. It's not. And I'm not blaming. I'm not saying he's darkness. I'm saying that if he's still asleep, then he could be like an unconscious cedar. And then that way darkness can use him as a vessel to come in and pull you back in, suck you back in, get you into that guilt, into that all that dark energy, negative stuff, fear, all of those things that keep us back, that keep us oppressed. Do not allow that to happen. That choice is yours, not his. It's yours.
It is. Oh, my God. I love you both so much. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry to
absolutely.
Have the other callers.
We love
I hope you.
You
get to them. But that was
no,
fantastic.
Thank
that
you.
Really, my hairs are standing up on my arms. I'm just so
good.
So relieved.
Confirmed.
And it's confirmed my feelings, and I appreciate that so much. And God bless
awesome.
You both, and
mm-hmm.
have a wonderful day.
It.
Thank you again.
You too.
I love you.
Uh-huh.
Love you, too.
She's wonderful. Okay, I've got to say right now, we've got 10 minutes. So next caller, I'm gonna jump to you now, but just letting you know, 15 minutes. So everybody watching the clock. Caller 8040, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Elizabeth?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hang on.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello. There you go. Okay, got it. Okay.
So I just want to know if you can get me in touch with Kayla. I just really want to hear what she has to say, like stuff that I'm not actually hearing.
Wow, there seems to be a lot of change going on with her. There's a definite difference. There's a feminine energy here. I'm busy. Does that make sense to you?
Say it again.
I am busy.
She's always busy.
No, but I'm busy. I am busy, busy. Okay, one of the things that we're beginning to understand is that eventually these beings, especially right now, eventually they turn into just energy. They become light, and that's what they do. They no longer have the physical form. It is strictly pure energy and just absolute white light. And it makes it difficult to communicate with these people at times, because if our vibration is not raised to where we can accept that energy, we miss a lot of things. And what I'm getting right now is that this individual who is becoming like absolutely pure light is like, I'm busy. I have things to do. I have places to go, because everything is okay. You're okay. This is okay. That's okay. But I've got other places to be today at this point right now. Doesn't mean that they're not going to come back to you. But this individual is, what I'm getting from this individual is that, you know, I don't have time to talk right now because so-and-so has to do blah, blah, and so-and-so has to do blah, blah. And if we don't get together and band to send blah, blah, I mean, it's like, and it's not necessarily here, it's over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not the first person that this has popped up with, the same exact, it's like my clients are going, I don't feel them like I used to, and I don't understand what's happening. I understand exactly what they're talking about, because it's like I know something's happening. And that goes back to why it's so important for everybody to be protected and for everybody to get on board.
Oh, I understand. Okay, yeah.
Okay. So if this girl comes to me and she said, I am too busy, I've got stuff to do, it's because it's going to affect everybody that's on the planet.
Well, I mean,
not,
you know.
Yeah,
she says
everybody.
She's right next to the big Michael himself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So
because we know that there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and we do, and it's like Tasha has said before, we are at war with light and dark. We are.
Right.
And this individual, this being of light, no longer has ego so much to the point where it's matter of fact, I am busy. And we just go, okay, you're busy. Check with you later. Everything's okay. Because if it weren't, then they would be here.
Okay.
But
all right.
There's more information to come, but this individual is not telling me what it is. So I think this is something that we're all going to be privileged to, but at a later point. Something to do with Florida.
Like something's
happening with Florida. something's going on with Florida. Don't know why I'm saying that. I'm just saying.
Because that's where I'm at.
Oh, shit. No wonder. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
Oh, you just freaked me out. Okay. I don't know why it freaks me out when you do that stuff, Elizabeth, but it does. You just freak me out sometimes.
Well, you should be here.
Yeah, right.
I mean, seriously. I mean, sometimes I surprise myself. And it's like, oh, wow. Wonder where that came from. Anyway, back to what we're talking about. Okay, what is it with the deal with horses? What's the deal with horses? I've got horses here. Horses, actual physical horses.
Well, what's funny is I actually saw an equestrian center today as I was driving, and I thought, huh, I would like to go there. I mean,
okay.
I'm working with dolphins right now.
Okay, so she was with you when you went by the
equestrian.
So, okay, so I would take that as, if that's something that you feel like you need to do and work with, include that as well, okay?
Okay.
Include that as well.
I feel very drawn to the plight of the animals here. And not that I've never been drawn to animals themselves, but,
right.
I mean, we have the red tide down south. And
yeah.
It's killing so many of our marine animals. And
yes, it
now
is.
it's on the east coast of Florida. They said they found some down by Palm Beach. And
oh no.
Yeah, that means it's in the Atlantic side, not
just
the Gulf. And
that
so
it's surrounded. It's surrounding both sides now.
Yeah, and it worries me because, I mean, 40 dolphins in a day, 40 dolphins found dead. Yeah, that's dark for me, and
yeah.
I can't even handle it. Yeah, it's just dry. So
oh,
I'm begging,
my gosh.
I'm up in the Panhandle area, so I'm praying that it doesn't come this way. But, I mean, like I said, I work on a dolphin boat right now. I see dolphins every day, and they are magical, heavenly, beautiful creatures that
absolutely
are so highly intelligent that we can't even begin to understand how intelligent mm-hmm. they are and what we would learn from them. You know,
oh,
we think
geez.
That we're the higher, we're so high on the totem pole as far as intelligence. No,
they are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so,
then that explains why I'm telling you she's busy. So there's something going on with Florida, obviously. The horse thing, she was with you with that. So what she's telling me to tell you from a distance is that I'm working on that problem, Mom. I don't have time for this, but I did know that you went to look at the horse thing, so I'm still there.
Okay,
that makes sense to me. Okay, so she's working on that problem. Okay. Okay.
So let me
sense.
Ask you one more question, and I know we have to go because it's cut kind of short. But
yeah.
This move I'm about to make, is it a good one?
Yes.
I feel
stop,
it is.
Stop questioning that. Ooh,
okay.
That was a little intense. Sorry about that. I'm sorry. I mean,
no,
that was
no,
like.
No, it's fine.
Ooh.
No.
Just let it go. Do it. Let it
yeah.
go. Do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I love you, ladies, so much. Y'all are just
love
fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous.
She said, love you. Here's a, I don't know. So she's showing me a sea turtle. So she's showing me a sea turtle. So the sea turtle goes to you.
No, I love sea turtles.
Oh,
I'm gonna
really?
Get tattoo. Sea turtle, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, hon. Okay. So.
Wow, she's so beautiful. I love her.
Well,
oh,
thank you for sharing her. Thank
yeah.
you for sharing her. Thank you.
All right. I love you, ladies. Y'all have a good one, okay?
Okay, and you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Am I here by myself now?
No, you're not. Sorry.
Okay.
So let me say this because I want to jump in on this this whole thing. I was speaking, and I think I muted myself accidentally. Anyway, so what is going on here? What is going on here with the idea that, you know, she was really busy? That is something that's been happening, you know, like you said, that's something that's been happening lately. That is also, I think, very, okay, let me say this in two ways. Yes, we hear from people. Yes, we can talk to people. Yes, absolutely, they're there for us. Are they busy? Yes, all of that is true. That said, I think this is also a part of our call to trust what we know. Remember, you've talked about this, the knowing. We have a knowing. So we've got to stop being so reliant on, well, is this right? Well, is that right? Well, am I going the right direction? Well, is this, well, what do you know? You know it. You already know. And, Elizabeth, I'm saying this with compassion because you know darn well how many times I've been through that, how many times I have asked you a million questions, and your answer was what they told you, which was you know. And so I think that's what we're being asked to do when these situations happen. I'm not saying that they're not working on something. We're well aware they are. Mm-hmm. But what I am saying is that this is also their way of making sure that we are realizing we have the information within us. We are directly connected to Source. We have all of the information they have. We're just not trusting it. So it's important for us to remember. Yeah, it is. And it's important for us to remember that we have that. We have access to it. We don't have to make a phone call. It's already there. We already have it. So we have to learn to trust ourselves. And I think a lot of times when we get really connected and really dependent on these beings to answer all of our questions, it's not so much that they're simply not answering anymore. It's more that they're trying to kick us out of the nest. You know, like, you've got wings, fly. You have power, use it. You have gifts, use them. You have intuition, trust it. You are guided by Source. And Source has a direct link right through your crown chakra, all the way down to your root. It is completely within you. All of that information is there. So, that said, I just want to remind everybody, if you're getting information right now, as long as you're surrounded in Christ consciousness, as long as you're protecting yourself, as long as you're aware that your home and your space and the place that you're in is clear, and also I always recommend clearing your ego, when it, especially if it pertains to you, yourself. But if you're getting this information, trust your gifts. Realize that you're coming into this for a reason. You've been put on this planet for a reason. You have this information. Trust it. Do you want to get it confirmed? Absolutely. That's fine. But if you continue questioning what you already know, basically you're just not trusting you, which is a lack of self-love because you don't believe that you're powerful enough. And my goodness, you are. If you've survived this long, you're very powerful. And I can tell you, because every caller that we ever have and anybody that ever listens in, I know what you've been through, because if you're a light worker, you've been to hell and back. And the reason that you've been to hell and back is because we pretty much have to face the devil himself when we do this work. And as such, you've had to go there. So if you've survived that, then you're powerful, period. And if darkness is constantly trying to pull you back in, it's because you're so powerful, and they don't want to let you come into your power. So keep moving, keep going, keep pushing forward. If you have questions, send them our way. We'll certainly be glad to help. At any point, it doesn't just have to be on a Wednesday. We can always answer your messages, facebook.com/girlpowerhalfhour. We're always happy to help in any way we can and to give you whatever resources we can and to refer you to anyone we can. Whatever we can do, we will do. That's just what
that's
we
fine.
Do. So that said, thank you, Elizabeth, for all of your information today.
I want to throw something out right quick before we go, because we've got 2 minutes.
Sure.
I do want to mention that you guys need to start making your plans to join us on Halloween.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Halloween. We are going to have a live seance. So call in. We're going to have a gallery. We're going to have a gallery. We're going to have a guest to be named. It's going to happen. I'm so excited. So I just want you guys to
really cool
go ahead and start making your plans, because we're going to be on the radio live on Halloween. Oh, my heart be still. Oh, my heart be still. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I am just beyond excited for this. So, and obviously Tasha will give more info, but I'm just saying, y'all need to go ahead, make your plans now. We're going to be on for Halloween.
Yes, yes. So. All right. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for that reminder. And, yes, by all means, check our page for that information. You'll want to keep up to date on that. Love you all so much. Thank you for listening in. And we will talk to you next week with Lynette Duncan for Astrology Hour. Bye-bye.